Sadly, Manning Marable's widely praised biography, Malcolm X, A Life of Reinvention, did not hit print officially until several days after Marable died in the spring of 2011 of complications following a double lung transplant. Thankfully, Manning Marable did somehow manage to complete the book and even hold a copy in his hands before he passed away.
Finished the book, and he completed all his work, and the book was printed.
And he held the book.
And he held the book.
Yeah.
He was able to embrace and enjoy it.
Editors Wendy Wolf and Kevin Doughton worked closely and for many years with Manning Marable on his Malcolm X manuscript.
One of the things that's so clear in this book is that there's a very strong layer of Malcolm's life and American history, but beneath that layer is Manning's profound understanding of all of the context for Malcolm's life, for America in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, so that this book is not just a monumental biography, but it is a classic book about the making of modern America.
For nearly two decades, Manning Marable was a professor of history and African American studies at Columbia University, and his Malcolm X biography
really began as a kind of archival project.
Yeah.
He and his students put together a rather pioneering website, practically before there was the word website.
The Malcolm X Project?
Malcolm X Project, which was to draw the documentation and the footage and the recordings and kind of try to bring them all into one place for students to have access to as a learning tool. And the book really grew out of that.
He'd written other biographies before this, but I think he approached this one differently. He approached it with a different idea of the kind of readership that it was going to get and what that would entail, not just in terms of just getting all the history, obviously, getting it cold, but in terms of how to present it.
He recreates a world that for many young people today is literally unimaginable.
Right.
You know, that they literally have no idea of how segregated, how divided, and how dangerous this world was, and how much physical courage it took for someone like Malcolm to say the things he did and to do the things he did.
Manning Marable first brought his proposal for a Malcolm X biography to Wendy Wolf about 10 years ago.
I had known Manning kind of just in passing. I had known a lot of his colleagues at the history department at Columbia. And so he had already been working on the book for about 10 years when he decided to go ahead and have a publisher commit to it. And the minute he walked into my office, we sat there for 2 hours just talking. I knew that there was something really special here. I didn't know it was going to take us 10 years to get it out of Manning. But I did appreciate that this was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yeah.
And that Manning was the only person who could coax this book out of the kinds of sources that he needed to get to, whether it was people from the New York Police Department or whether it was archivists or even members of Malcolm's family.
Wendy Wolf and Kevin Doughton believe that Manning Marable and Malcolm X made for a nearly perfect author-subject match.
Despite the fact that he and Malcolm were utterly different men, I mean, Malcolm was fired most of his life by anger. Manning was embraced generosity, they were both energetic, but they were both utterly committed to activism. Neither of them believed that any principle could be embraced that wasn't connected to the real world.
Yeah.
And Manning would tell his students, you can't just do history, you have to make history. And
right.
He would send them out of the classroom, send them out into the streets. And he understood that aspect of Malcolm as he watched Malcolm reinvent himself and watched Malcolm educate himself. But Malcolm's understanding of human nature and his commitment to changing and his commitment to Black America matched Manning's, and they were in that regard a perfect couple. One of the things that we like to tell people, I mean, it's scary because it's a big fat book, but I want to say to people, it's not homework. It's not eat your vegetables.
No.
This book really sings on the page, and you can just rip along in it and have a good time.
Editors Wendy Wolf and Kevin Doughton, who worked closely with the late Manning Marable on the highly recommended biography Malcolm X, A Life of Reinvention, which is just out in paperback. For 89.9 WWNO, I'm Fred Caston.